This community update was brought to you by YouRadio. As Manitoba prepares its 2026 budget, housing advocates are urging the province to act on what they call a growing safety concern: the lack of safe, affordable housing for women, gender-diverse people, and families fleeing violence. Thursday, the Right to Housing Coalition launched its campaign, Safe Homes for Women and Gender-Diverse People, calling for dedicated investments in social and transitional housing across Manitoba. Luka Georgica is a member of the Right to Housing Coalition's Gendered Housing Working Group.
It's important, as someone who has lived experience and been through and seen the transitional housing experience from multiple different sectors of housing, it shows the resilience transitional housing can have, and our community is deserving of safe, affordable, equitable housing, including transitional housing.
In the early 1990s, the federal government pulled back from funding social housing, leaving provinces like Manitoba to rely almost entirely on the private market, a move critics say has failed to deliver truly affordable homes. Social housing, unlike affordable housing, guarantees rents at 30% or less of households' income, making it a critical lifeline for people with very low incomes. For women and gender-diverse people facing violence, discrimination, and lower wages, those guarantees can be life-saving. Margot Brandt of Acorn Family Place explains more.
They are a marginalized group who faces way more hardships in life, who faces way more adversities in life, who is scrutinized for being themselves or scrutinized for being a single mom or for being a woman, especially if you're an indigenous woman, a woman of color, if you're a new immigrant, gender diverse folks, people is somewhat still skeptical about gender and gender diverse folks.
Speakers at the campaign launch emphasize that housing is far more than four walls. Safety is the starting point, but community, accessibility, and support systems are what allow people to truly rebuild their lives.
Well, beyond just the walls is like the structure of even like the outside change, bringing community forward and moving them in, and then seeing more social housing built, like universal housing, different designs that are accessible for all abilities and people's needs. I'm legally blind. I have to have someone, when I move, come and assess my house so I know how to turn off the lights and turn them back on. So this is a real thing that is happening in Manitoba.
Brent adds that these investments don't just help individuals, they strengthen entire communities.
If you invest in community, people are proud of their community. People want to be involved. People will want to help. People have more energy for different things rather than just spending it on safety concerns or lack of housing or money, right? Like, if you have affordable housing, people can spend their money elsewhere. People can spend it on the small businesses. People can spend it within the community. They can spend it on making their homes beautiful on the outside to a place where it's nice to come into. It's nice to walk on the streets.
The housing crisis is not just limited to Winnipeg, though. In rural Manitoba, Lizzie Morissette of Genesis House says housing insecurity and gender-based violence are often hidden, but just as dangerous.
We think of the urban centers, things like that. Like, we don't think of the rural communities as experiencing homelessness or hidden homelessness, when really it is just a bigger issue, or it is an issue that we face.
She adds that the lack of housing leaves people with impossible choices.
Only 12% of our clients that stayed in shelter were able to find their own housing. The rest had to return home to their abusive partners. And that's just not a safe situation for anybody. So this was a need that we, or a gap that we needed to fill. And with a lot of hard work and funding, we were able to make it happen.
Safe housing strengthens entire communities, allowing people to participate fully in daily life.
We are only as strong as our weakest links in our community, right? And so we got to bring everybody up to a place where everybody feels accepted and is a part of our community. And that's what's going to make community thrive. We can't leave anybody out.
With nearly 6,000 households on Manitoba's social housing waitlist and thousands experiencing homelessness, the Right to Housing Coalition says targeted investments in the 2026 budget are essential. They argue safety is a bare minimum, And with the right supports, communities don't just survive, they thrive. With You Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.